My best friend Stacy texted me that she had a surprise for me. I was giddy as I climbed the stairs to her apartment, my heart slamming around in my chest. We've been doing some playing around with her and my friend with benefits, Quentin, and I hoped it had something to do with him. I knew it wasn't a birthday present because mine was still months away. I went to knock on the door, but found it was unlocked, so I let myself in. Stacy's apartment was empty. Well, the living room was. It was quiet, but some music playing further back in the place. I followed it, keeping my footsteps light. I felt like I was intruding, but I kept going until I reached the door of her bedroom, which was cracked open. And I leaned in and saw her laying on her bed with the man on top of her, his back muscles rippling as he pushed into her. She was moaning like crazy as he fucked her. She turned his head just enough that I could see it was Quentin. I didn't gasp. I smiled. I opened the door just a bit more to get a good angle, but didn't announce myself. Stacy's eyes were squeezed shut as she clung to him as he pounded into her. I watched as the bed shook from the force of his thrust. He grunted as he fucked her, telling her how good her pussy was. I could feel my own cunt growing wet. I fiddled with the button on my jeans as I watched them. He threw her ankles over his shoulders, and she moaned as he fucked her, even deeper, his dick pounding into her. I undid my jeans and slipped my hand into my panties. I rubbed up my clit as I watched my friends with benefits fuck my friend, watching her mouth fall open in a perfect little O shape as she trembled beneath him. Yes, she cried over and over as he slammed into her. Her hair was a mess around her, laying on the pillows, sticking to the sweat on her cheeks. She threw her head back, exposing the pale length of her throat to Quentin's rabid kisses. He left red marks in his wake, some in the shape of his teeth. I pumped my hand faster, sliding two fingers inside of my little cunt, desperate to fill myself up. Stacy screamed as she came, her whole body shaking before collapsing to the bed. She stared up at him in a dreamy haze as he kept fucking her, pumping his hips harder against hers, until finally he clenched his ass and spilled inside of her. I watched as he pulled out, revealing he had worn no condom. His cock was covered in her juices and his own cum. Stacy then looked up and made eye contact with me. Quentin turned to follow her gaze, but I was already rushing out of the apartment and down the stairs. My heart hammered into my chest, but the thrill of having snuck a peek was enough to keep a smile on my face. A surprise, indeed.